Play ball!
Welcome in to the Locked On Reds podcast. A ton to get to between now and the end of the show. On Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Megaphone, and LockedOnReds.com. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And basically what we do here is we bring you Reds coverage every single day via this podcast and LockedOnReds.com. Right now, you can watch Billy Hamilton and his amazing, amazing catch against Ohtani, the guy that came over from Japan who's really good, Shohei Ohtani or whatever his name is, who I wanted to sign with the Reds, and he was met with every club, and all the clubs wanted him, and he went to sunny Los Angeles. I wonder why. But, yeah, Billy Hamilton robbed him yesterday. You can watch that. You're going to hear the call in a couple minutes on that. But real quick, before I dive into that, I just want to let you know thank you so much for the kind words. I've had so many people over the past couple weeks. This is only our 10th show. It's only our 10th episode of Locked On Reds, but the reviews, we have a bunch of reviews on iTunes, 5-star reviews. Thank you so much if you've done that. If you've not, it'd be greatly appreciated just because reviews like that bump us up. It gets the podcast out there, so to speak, when it comes to iTunes. I know a lot of you are asking about Google Play and Stitcher and when it's going to be on all these other platforms, and I'm working on it. I'm pushing the powers that be. Believe me, the last thing I want is you to not be able to find it, is you to not be able to listen to it on whatever outlet, whatever site, app that you enjoy the most. So I'm working on getting it on every single medium that we have Locked On Bengals on, because some of you are transfers, some of you are people that listen to both, and Locked On Bengals has been established. We have over 300 episodes, and that's why we're on all of them. Early on, we weren't. It was a transition period. That's what it is here on Locked On Reds. I fully expect it to be everywhere before the season starts, and I'm going to work to make sure that happens. I don't want to make a guarantee and say, oh, it'll be done by Friday or be done by this day, and then it not happen, and you're let down. But I'm working. I'm emailing the powers that be, calling the powers that be, and trying to make that a reality. So thank you so much for listening on what you are listening on right now, whether it's Megaphone or iTunes or on LockedOnReds.com, and we will get it on those other websites and those other platforms very, very shortly. Let's start some news today. Billy Hamilton will not lead off. It'll be Ben Revere, because Billy Hamilton injured his index finger on his left hand. And while that's probably not a big deal, it does make it interesting, because now Ben Revere obviously getting an opportunity to play, and he's trying to make this club, but he's getting an opportunity to hit leadoff. And Billy Hamilton yesterday, well, he got an opportunity to rob one of the more promising stars in the game. We'll hear from Billy Hamilton in a second, but here's the call. Both TV end of it with Fox Sports Ohio and the Reds, and then the TV end of it for the Angels. Here's Billy Hamilton doing, well, Billy Hamilton things.
Comes the 1-1, and it's in the air, left center field, and hit well. Going after it as Billy Hamilton dives. Did he get it?
Yes, he did.
He caught that ball. Billy Hamilton, vintage Billy Hamilton, as Ohtani didn't even know if he caught the ball. He was rounding second base and looking out into left center field. And finally, Hamilton threw the ball back in. He went well to his right, hit the turf, dove after it, and classic Billy Hamilton there.
So here is Ohtani, next delivery, and this is lifted in the air into left center field. Chasing is Hamilton. He dives, and Hamilton out there cannot make the, did he make the catch? He did catch that one. Yeah, he sure did. Boy, that turned out to be a gem there by Billy Hamilton out there in left center field.
Tricked everybody here in the ballpark because of the style points he's trying to get there at the very end. Good contact by Shohei going the other way in a breaking ball. And Billy Hamilton took the right route. Risky towards the end as his left fielder is coming towards him, Ben Revere, and certainly made a nice catch right on that webbing.
That's Fox Sports Ohio and Fox Sports Los Angeles on the calls. And you can watch that at LockedOnReds.com. It's insane, the catch. And it makes me wonder what and when Billy Hamilton's going to win a gold glove, if he's going to win a gold glove in a Reds uniform. I hope so. But I'm wondering, I'm curious, because if not now, when? I mean, Billy Hamilton, he's not getting younger. Not that he's old by any stretch or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But Billy Hamilton is, let's see here, he's 20, I'm Googling it here, 27? 27 years old. He's 160 pounds. He's been dinged up. He's missed plenty of time. This year now, you have Billy Hamilton. You obviously have the corner outfielders. And then you got a guy by the name of Jesse Winker who you want to play a lot. And so between them, Billy Hamilton might not play as much. And if Billy doesn't play as much, can he realistically make a run at the Gold Glove? Can he do that? I'm not sure. And that's something, if anything, that I would love to see that happen to the Reds, or happen for the Reds, happen for Billy Hamilton. Because he goes, no matter what, where he struggles, he goes 180, 150,000%, whatever you want to say, in the field. And he makes play after play after play after play. Here's Billy Hamilton after he robbed, I swear, after I hear this cut, I'm going to say his name right, but after he robbed Ohtani.
I want to tell you hear what he meant about it. I don't really care who it was, but be honest with you. But it is one of them plays that I feel like I got to make, that I should make. And, I mean, it just happened to be against him, which one of the guys who going to be a star in this game. So, like I said, it's just, for me, I want to take away as many hits as I can, possibly can, because they don't want to give me hits. I don't want anybody else to get hits. But like I said, it was pretty cool. It's kind of tough here with these guys and the sun all in your way. And me knowing, like, Ben, I didn't realize Ben was over there. So like I said, usually I can just get over there and not call anything. But he was right there on me, so I had to call it. And I had to make a quick decision because he was right up on me. And he gets the ball really, really well. So like I said, I ended up making a good play out of it and saving a couple of runs. So we're good.
That's Billy Hamilton following him robbing Shohei Ohtani. Boom! I told you I'd get it, Shohei Ohtani. It's not even that hard. It looks weird, though. Shohei Ohtani. That kid, that guy's going to be a stud, I think. I think he is. I certainly think he is. And speaking of studs, the Reds have one in Joey Votto. You're going to hear Brian Price and a bunch of other Reds discuss Votto and his leadership coming up in just a few minutes here on the Locked On Reds podcast. Yeah, Billy Hamilton's interesting. It's interesting to see the dynamic, to see if he can stay healthy. Ideally for him, I think he wouldn't play as much. He would play maybe 120 games, stay healthy the whole time, be able to perform at a high level the whole time. And there's one thing I was reading here on FanGraphs. And Travis Salchik, who's down in Goodyear right now, went back and forth with Billy on this. And obviously we know about Billy Hamilton's on-base percentage. He goes up and he says, Billy, what do you think about being a super sub? And Hamilton says, who wants to be a super sub? You are asking me why I suck, basically. And Travis went back and forth, and a few other players got involved. And basically what Travis proposed to Billy was the idea that Billy would not start. He would come in the moment, like Scooter Jeanette, let's say, like a guy like Scooter Jeanette or someone replaceable. Votto, obviously irreplaceable. Starting pitcher, irreplaceable. But someone like that gets on base. He would come in and run for them and then stay in the game in center field. And the reason Travis says this is because it would get him on base more. And I think about that and I'm like, yeah, what is Billy Hamilton greatest at? He's great at running the bases and playing defense. So if you could bypass the plate appearance once and get him on base more, and he'd still get to hit, he'd still get to do all that stuff throughout the game. I wouldn't do it every game, but is there a game where I'd be like, all right, let's get Billy in there. He's going to give us better defense. I think so. I do. Now, here's the thing. You're bringing someone in off the bench early in the game, and that leaves your bench a little shorthanded late in the game, especially if it's tight and you want a pinch hitter and you want to go back and forth. All that stuff, absolutely. But it's interesting. And heck, the way the Reds pitched last year, their starting pitchers, they could just do it with their starting pitcher in inning two. Hopefully that isn't the case this year. But that was kind of interesting from Travis Salchik. You can read that entire thing if you Google it. You'll be able to find it. But anything to get Billy on base more is something I think we should all be on board with. Because Billy Hamilton on base, Billy Hamilton in the field, dangerous. At the plate, not so much. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. On tomorrow's podcast, guess who's going to be here? Doug Gray, RedsMinorLeagues.com, to discuss a bunch of stuff, including Brandon Finnegan's Major League spring training debut. That's what we'll say. Spring training debut. First start of the spring today for Brandon Finnegan. We'll see how he does. We'll talk about it with Doug Gray of RedsMinorLeagues.com on tomorrow's podcast. And Joey Votto, a lot's been made of Joey Votto, and fans have gotten hot and cold and hot and cold on him, depending on the contract, depending on the year, the team's success. But one thing that, especially past couple years, during this rebuild with all these young players, I think Joey Votto's led by example. Now, last week on the podcast, we had Joey, and he mentioned, we heard from Joey, and he mentioned how he was okay with being a leader by example, not necessarily leading with his voice, being a vocal leader. And I was on board, and I defended him. I don't want him to be something he's not. And I thought this was worth playing. Here's Brian Price, Adam Duvall, a few others, including Scooter Gennett. Here's a bunch of Reds players on Joey Votto, his leadership, what he brings to the team.
For all the young guys that we have in the system, he's been a tremendous role model, a guy to look to and see what he puts in to being great on a daily basis.
He's not afraid, to take the walk. And, in today's game, with the home run being, such a big key, it's a necessity for guys to be able to get on base, which he does at such a elite level as a hitter hitting behind him or, somewhere around him. It's just, it's fun to watch and it's fun to, try to imitate that a little bit.
When you see Joey Votto hit it, you see somebody special in the home plate. He discipline is so, so good. And I feel blessed to play next to him.
Yeah, he's in the three hole for a reason. There's no doubt about that. So you can't help but to just see how consistent he is in the cage, in the weight room, in everything, kind of in preparation wise. He's just so consistent. That's honestly the most impressive thing, is how consistent he is day in and day out.
Like, Joey takes every single at bat like this is his last. To be the hitter I want to on a consistent basis is my main goal, to learn from Joey, because he's a very consistent hitter. And then to be a great hitter, you have to be consistent with it. So just if I can learn to be consistent like Joey is, then I'd be a good hitter.
You try to take some things that you like that you think could help you. But man, Joey Votto is a different animal. I think he's from a different planet, so I can only do certain things that he's able to do. So I just try to incorporate them into my game and pick his brain as much as possible.
That was Reds manager Brian Price. Also players Adam Duvall, Scott Schebler, Billy Hamilton, Scooter Gennett, and Eugenio Suarez on Joey Votto's impact, his leadership. And there's no doubt I think he's a leader. Look, if there's a path for them, the Reds, to get, I want to say 80 wins. If they get to 80 wins, it's going to be partially because Joey Votto had a big season. And I don't know how many more big seasons he has left. I really, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to watch him. It'll be interesting to watch guys like Homer Bailey, guys like Devin Mesoraco, and then a guy who's starting today like Brandon Finnegan. I'll be honest. A year ago at this time, I thought Brandon Finnegan was that guy. I thought he was going to be a big part. He's getting a start today for the Reds, and I can't wait to see how he does. We'll react to it on tomorrow's podcast with Doug Gray, RedsMinorLeagues.com. Think about this. A year ago, he was 23. He was 10-11 in 2016. 3.98 ERA, had started 31 games, 172 innings, gave up 150 hits, 86 runs, 76 earned runs. He had pitched relatively well. And it just, since then, last year, only had four total starts, went 1-1. ERA was about the same, 4.15. And you just wonder how those injuries set him back, if they set him back, if Finnegan's going to get a chance. Obviously, today's his first start of the spring. It's another component, another. You heard yesterday Marty Brenneman talk about Robert Stevenson. Well, today, Brandon Finnegan, it's his first chance to kind of distance himself from a guy like Robert Stevenson, distance himself from some of those guys. And he might already be in the lead a little bit from some of them and expected to start. But with Amir Garrett and others, you don't want this to get opened up to a full-blown competition if you're Brandon Finnegan. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, a little abbreviated today. Tomorrow, we will dive back into it with Doug Gray, RedsMinorLeagues.com. Get caught up on all things Reds, where they stand with guys like Brandon Finnegan, a guy like Robert Stevenson. Can't wait to get Doug's take on him as well. If you miss any of the podcasts, make sure you check him out, LockedOnReds.com. You can watch Billy Hamilton's catch from yesterday, which, again, I loved it. It's the headliner right now at LockedOnReds.com. Also, every single podcast on iTunes, on the website, LockedOnReds.com, on Megaphone, on Twitter, at James Erpine, at LockedOnReds. Until tomorrow, thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.